gets me. The first thing I'll do is run straight to you. It's our anniversary. It's our anniversary. It's our anniversary.
Mics on. Mics are on. Hey, Brent Grimes.
What's up, Nico Grimes?
Happy anniversary.
Happy anniversary.
And what up, though, to all of my listeners? Thank you so much for joining the iHeart Miko podcast. I am Miko Grimes, baby daddy over here, Brent
That's
Grimes.
Me. That is me.
Welcome back.
Good to be back.
I guess I had to have you on today since it's our anniversary, right?
It is kind of a big deal.
Would it be rude if I didn't have you on?
Very.
You wouldn't fucking care. You don't give a fuck. Don't let Brent fool y'all. He don't give a fuck. He don't. But thanks for joining me.
No problem at all.
I guess it's only right that you're on since both of our teams are in the playoffs.
Yeah.
Bunch of shit going on with the NFL.
Yeah.
A lot of shenanigans happening right now.
Fuckery.
So I feel like it was only right that I have you on to discuss everything. First, let's give a toast. What do you want to give the toast? Or you want me to give it?
I'll give it.
Go.
Have a toast to another anniversary and hope for many more. Thanks for being a wonderful wife. You're the greatest.
Cheers.
I caught you. Got
yeah.
you.
What is this? Your mom bought it, huh?
Yeah.
Shout out to your mom. She gave us a dope present, too.
Yeah, it is pretty cool.
We didn't exchange any gifts this year.
Technically, we did.
Technically, we did because we went to
basketball
games. That was like our gift exchange. We went to the Rockets game, Rockets, Warriors, and then Celtics.
Okay.
Shitty ass Celtics.
Yeah,
I can't even call them shitty. They just mopped us today again.
Whole series is blowouts. Y'all just taking turns whooping each other's ass.
So annoying, too. Like, I don't even know how to get a feel for, like, this series. I guess it's like every home team's going to win. That means my team's going to lose the series.
Well, you guys just hope LeBron says he's going to take one in Boston because it's looking like all the home teams are going to win.
So anyway, I wanted to ask you a couple questions. I didn't prepare him for this, you guys. He has no preparation for this at
Winging
all.
It.
So this is good. I wanted to ask you this question. First of all, do you mind if I light up? Are you going to get fined if I light this fucking backwood?
Yeah, well, the way the rules going.
The way the rules is going, my nigga. Can I light this backwood and you not get in trouble?
I might.
Let's find out.
You can go ahead
and
see.
We saw Odell Beckham got in trouble because the bitches was doing coke.
Yeah, I might get in trouble for this. So.
Oh, well.
We living on the edge right now.
It's my anniversary. And my drug of choice is marijuana.
True.
I have a choice. I'm not owned by the NFL. They don't own me.
You're right. You're definitely, man.
So, I got a couple questions to ask you.
All right.
First of all, what's it like being married to me? That's what people want to know. What is it like being married to Miko Grimes? Like the most loudest, most disrespectful person that's causing you to lose so much money and fucking up your NFL career. This has been 8 years now that you've been married to my crazy ass. What is it like?
For the most part, fun.
Fun.
Like, yeah.
I'm fun?
Yeah, is it fun? It's interesting.
It's interesting.
It's like, you know, just being with somebody like yourself and the way you are and the way you speak out and the issues that
get comfortable
you speak out on, it's always like interesting, and you always have good points. If you were just an idiot, it would be stupid. You
it would
know
be annoying
mean?
If I was yeah. an idiot.
Like if you were an idiot, it would just be like, oh my gosh, shut the hell up,
shut the fuck up, bitch.
But you have good points. There's reason behind all your things, and it's cool.
Interesting. What are some little known facts about me that you think my listeners should know?
Little known facts.
Like the interesting things. Is there anything you could think of that you think they should know about me that they might not know?
I'm running. I'm going through my head because you tell a lot. So it's like,
I do be talking my shit.
Yeah, you say so much.
Is there anything? They don't know that anytime.
Do they know that?
No, I don't know if they know that.
If the temperature drops below 80, you're freezing and get goosebumps?
I got a blanket right behind me, I swear to God, just in case I get cold.
If it's below 80, you are freezing.
Yeah.
If it's below, well, not below 80. If it's below 80 and not like sunny, it's a wrap for you.
It's a wrap. It's a Riznai.
Yeah.
Make sure we trying to go an hour tonight. This is my little hourglass. So let's see if we can keep this to maybe a little over an hour, but we're going to try to stick to around the hour mark.
I see you with the hourglass.
What about the fact that anytime there's any ailment or issue, do you remember when I had that dookie bubble that sliced in my booty hole not too long ago?
You want me to observe and take pictures of any intimate area you can think of?
My butt was bleeding and I was panicking. It was a lot of blood and I didn't understand why.
You just wiped too hard. That's all it was.
No, I think it was a turd. I think it was because when I went to LA, I had ate a bunch of bullshit. I had ate the fucking boiling crab shit.
I think you just wiped hard as shit and ripped some skin on your butthole. That's it.
But I made you take a picture of it.
Yes,
I literally,
you did.
Yes,
you don't like me because it's fucking.
I literally laid down on my back and had like was up like my knees to my neck, and I fucking opened my booty hole up and I was like, babe, take a picture. I want to see what it looks like. Do you think there's something wrong with me that I do that?
Yes.
Why?
It was obviously a cut. Like why?
But that's never. I've never seen anything like that before. So I didn't even see
a cut anywhere before. It was just a cut. That's all it was. Like a little
Yeah, but
cut.
No blood has come out of my butt like that before.
Oh.
Like ever. And
what
I freaked out.
What did you expect
out.
To see? Like
I just wanted to see what it looked like. And it was legit a cut. It was way bigger than you made it out to be.
It wasn't big at
Yeah,
all.
It was.
You just hold it and then blood came out because it's a cut. It wasn't big at all.
But it was big. Whatever. But he does do like whatever I ask him, the most craziest shit, like the most disgusting things. Like if I have like a large dookie bubble too, like he'll come and look at it.
Oh my gosh.
Because I want to know like why is it that big or why is
She's
it that
like,
color?
Why is it this color? What? Well, that's not right. Look at it. I'm like, what? It's a turd. Like, don't call me in here for this. What the hell is wrong with you?
Isn't it better than just not telling you anything?
About turds? I cannot know about your turds. I wouldn't.
Yeah, but I think it means I'm comfortable with you. No?
Clearly, but.
How come you don't do anything that I would deem you being comfortable with me?
Like
you don't
what?
Let me into any intimate things with you.
Like a turd?
Does your butt ever bleed?
No.
Oh.
No, it doesn't.
Oh my God. That's why I could never imagine doing anal. Like, high five to you for never even asking, my nigga.
I never really got the point of anal. I don't.
Yeah, I don't really get it either. Like, if you
I can't possibly feel better than vagina. It can't.
That's what I was thinking.
I don't know why people want to do it. Maybe it's like the final frontier, maybe. I don't know, but I never had that urge to do that or asked to do it.
That's crazy because I really saved my booty hole for you. Like when I was like, okay, what can I give my husband that no one's had? And that was it. All I had left was my booty hole. I done did everything else. And then you didn't even want it.
No, I ain't want your butthole. I ain't want it.
Damn. Well, I guess it's going to remain a virgin then. So my booty hole's going to forever be a virgin.
Yeah, I don't want to conquer the final frontier.
Oh man, you ain't trying to go there. It's not that deep.
Not for me.
The vag is all right.
The vag is straight.
Cheers to the vag being all right. So, one question that a fucking loser wanted to know is, when are you gonna dump me for a hotter, better bitch that knows her place? And will respect the people that pay her bills.
Never. Never, bro. You might want to get one like it.
Oh man, people really, they really think they coming for me. Like they really think they're going to make me angry. Like, I just don't understand that. Like, why do they think that I'm going to, like, let's just say for shits and giggles, you did leave me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what do they think? Is like my life is over or something? Do people really think that?
Well,
like a woman married to a football player?
But, I mean.
It would be over?
It would be over, but you would do something. You would be straight, I guess, but that life would be over. You would be missing me. What would you do without me?
I don't know.
What would you do without me? Just really think about it.
Hmm.
Just think about life without me.
I don't know.
See?
It would be pretty sad because I do feel like I need you.
See?
You know, I need you. And then it's like, what would you do without me? We might as well just be together.
Right.
Simple.
Right.
We don't want to be with nobody else.
Right. Don't. So.
Yeah.
So your life would be over without me.
It would be over.
So he's right. Congratulations.
So when are you going to dump me for a better bitch?
I said never.
Yeah, but that's funny to me. That's so funny. Like people really think I'm ugly.
You're not
or
ugly.
Or that I'm weak.
You're not ugly.
Or that I need to eat a sandwich. That's the new one. Eat
you
a sandwich, bitch.
They think you hungry.
Eat a fucking sandwich, bitch. That's the new one.
You eat. You just got a toddler stomach. That's another thing we could tell about you.
Oh, my God. What do you mean?
Your stomach is like a toddler's. Like, if you eat, like, a meal like that I think is, you know, a solid, nice portion of a meal, you are walking around like you're pregnant. Like, with the waddle walk, you got to lay down. Like, I'm like...
I get full fast.
Yes.
That's good. That means I can eat. That's why I can eat multiple meals like throughout the day. It keeps your metabolism up and everything. When you sit down, my nigga, when you sit down, like you laying some shit down, like tonight's meal, for example, I made you the gluten-free pasta with the broccoli, peppers.
Which was awesome, by the way. And thank you.
But did you see the bowl? How big it was?
Yeah, it's an average size bowl.
Brent, that's Tupperware. I served you with Tupperware, my nigga.
Yeah. I mean, you know I eat a lot.
That's crazy.
I don't even be thinking I
go?
Eat a lot.
But what?
People say I eat a lot.
Everyone talks
Everybody
about how much you
me
eat.
In amazement.
Little known fact about Brent Grimes. He is other nickname besides Optimus Grimes and the Beige Ranger is Grimy Two Stomachs.
Yeah.
Because this nigga can eat, like he will lay down 3 14-ounce steaks in one sitting. And that's not including the sides that's with it.
Yeah. If you give me some sweet potatoes, ooh. Sweet potatoes, a few steaks. And throw some like other like green vegetables on there or something, you know, whatever you're liking.
Oh my God. Anyways, tomorrow we play in basketball league here in Broward County. It's Broward County.
Yeah.
Anyways, we play in a basketball league on Thursdays. I'm the only vagina in the league. And tomorrow we had a bye last week. So tomorrow have the championship, well, the semifinal. Yeah. And if we win, then we go to the final tomorrow.
Right.
What do you think our chances are?
Very high.
Why? Because we're undefeated?
We're undefeated. I feel like our team is better than everybody else's. I'm on the team. You're on the team. I feel
so fucking cocky, dog.
I mean, it's a way, you know, if we fuck around and nobody's playing
like we do sometimes,
we could lose, but I'm confident, yeah.
Mm-mm-mm. Well, I hope we get the championship because, like, it would be so great to go undefeated in the league together and win the championship.
Yeah, if we play defense, we're going to win. That's all it is. That's what we just got to. They got to commit.
We be bullshitting.
Defense.
Like, everybody wants to play offense, but nobody wants to play defense. Well, and then I have to start yelling and coaching and shit. I turn into the coach when we start bullshitting. I have to, like, make subs and check people and tell motherfuckers to stay in their lane. Like,
yeah, people got to play defense. That's all it is.
Yeah.
We can get shots and score. And
yeah, you can get a bucket anytime you want.
Yeah, and if we play D, it's going to lead to easy buckets because we're going to be out in transition a lot.
And so, I'm not all threes, no layups.
You could get trail and transition threes. Yeah. That's the best ones, really, because they can't really spot you.
Yeah.
Because now they face guard you.
They face guard the fuck out of me. I'm the only girl in the league. Niggas be picking me up full court, my nigga. Like, no. She don't let her catch it.
don't want you to shoot no threes.
That's
fair enough.
That's sick. I'm 42 years old, my nigga.
That's compliment. You knocking down trades.
That's sick. Let's talk about some bullshit before we get into these playoffs. We're going to discuss, obviously, game five. The Celtics beat the Cavs tonight. And then we're going to go over game four, Rockets, Warriors. Try to preview their game five. Yeah, we both of our faces are like, ugh. But before that, some shenanigans. A Texas doctor accused of a $240 million fraud case alleged misdiagnosed and falsely administered chemo to patients.
Why?
To get the copay and the money.
So he was telling people they had cancer?
Yes. Now, let me say this to you, because I heard this. Somebody DM'd me a while ago, and I didn't do any research. I didn't dig into it, and I'm kind of mad that I didn't. But someone sent me a link a long time ago and told me that a lot of black people that had cancer didn't really have cancer, that they were going to the doctors saying something was wrong, and the doctor would just tell them they had cancer and put them on chemo, and black people never got a second opinion. Like, these are poor black people, and they couldn't afford to get second opinions. So they just went with what the doctor told them and died.
Damn.
I didn't even believe it at first. Now that I hear this, I believe it now. Like, people are really fucking horrible human beings.
That is terrible.
Yeah.
You are a scumbag. You're the lowest form of a scumbag for doing that.
Yeah. And he just, $240 million fraud case. Faking cancer to people and giving them chemo.
Oh, my God.
And there's nothing, they don't even have it. Making those people go through that.
Yeah, that's sick. That's bad. That dude's a scumbag. But I don't got nothing else to say about it. Like, I don't know what else you could say, but that dude's a scumbag.
Yeah, and all these things are going to have a trending statement to them. And it's going to be something to the effect of, and athletes get tested for weed. Like, these are people that should be tested for drugs. They should have mental health evaluations. Like, people that matter, people that are important to your life should be the jobs that are tested for marijuana and drugs, street drugs and crack and all this dumb shit.
Yeah.
Like, people like this should lose their job over street drugs, smoking weed.
Yeah, that's absolutely
isn't that crazy?
Right. But I guess they assume that people that in fields like that automatically don't do things.
Bullshit.
Like,
those are the biggest drug users.
I'm not saying.
Look at the hours they work. Niggas be doing lines of coke on them little 40-hour shifts they have in the ER and shit. I already know. I have friends that work in the ER, and they be telling me those doctors, they have, a lot of them have so much debt from college.
Yeah.
That when they become a doctor, like, they will fucking work triple shifts, like, whatever, to get out of debt. And they will fucking be sleepwalking throughout the fucking hospital and doing bumps to stay afloat.
Right.
Shit is crazy. No testing for them, though. But you better not smoke a joint, because you're going to lose your whole career. Stupid ass shit I ever heard. The bitch that I would absolutely love to have a charity celebrity boxing match against. I'm going to fuck her name up. Tammy Lawrence. Fuck okay. You. A video came out of she was at some restaurant. Not really sure where she was. I don't even give a fuck. But a woman like selfie videoed her throwing a drink on this bitch when she walked by her in a restaurant. Right.
Yeah.
The shit was hilarious because she was so offended. Her mom was with her. Her mom was just like, oh, my God. Like, they're so offended that somebody would throw a drink on her dumb ass. Like, I'm surprised that's the first drink that's ever been thrown on her. But the bitch gets a drink thrown on her. Do you know who she is?
I don't know. I know she's like a conservative that is like 20 something. It's a girl, blonde hair. Mm-hmm. Says pro Trump shit all the time.
I bet she suck black dick every chance she get.
I doubt it.
I bet she do. Secretly, all them little white bitches want some black dick. All of them. I hope the video come out. Anyways, but the sickest part about this whole thing is Donald Trump, our Cheeto in chief, tweeted her and said that they're all behind her. She's such an amazing, upstanding American citizen, and we all support you, and we support Fox News and blah, blah, blah. But when James Shaw Jr., the guy who pretty much wrestled the gun away from the Waffle House shooter, when he pretty much became a fucking superhero, put a cape on, president didn't tweet him. They didn't even tweet anything about him being a great human being.
That's clear. The president is a narcissist, and this person is pro him. So that's what he's going to do.
But he doesn't even know what this Waffle House person is pro. Just because he's black, you just know he don't support you?
Yeah, automatically. Like, on, it might be wrong, but for 95%, oh my God, you could feel like that. And also, this girl is... Trump White. Is the man. Trump, you know, Trump.
I
want to
beat her up so fucking bad.
So, how Trump is, he's going to, you know, say good things about her just because.
This is the country that everyone wants us to stand for the flag and you know, love and support this weak ass country of ours. Like, people think that because you're an American citizen, you shouldn't question the way the country is ran or some of the fuck shit about it. You should just suppose, I'm an American, so everything here is great. I don't have any problems with anything. No. I'm a proud American. This is my country. Fuck you.
That was an effective model before everybody had access to the truth.
Smartphones is what you call those things.
Internet.
Google.
The internet, and figure out that a lot of the stuff going on is lies, and it's a lot of stuff that you can not be proud of your country about.
Right.
You know, so it's a lot of things you can question. You know, you might still be an American, but and you know, have pride in it, but you have a lot of questions about what the hell is going on.
I don't have any pride in this country. I have none.
That's cool.
I honestly feel like this country belongs to us. The black race, it's ours, Brent. We're gonna have to catch Brother Brent up on some things, y'all. He's not as well versed as I am, so I don't want to do that to him. But this country belongs to us, okay? And we need to be. It needs to be returned to its rightful owners at some point. And I'm willing to die for it. Oh. So, Malcolm X, Brother Malcolm said, "Death is the price for freedom." So I'm ready. You better get ready, nigga, because I'm ready. Anyway, speaking of awful, Brandi Chastain, do you know who that is?
The soccer girl?
Yes. So you think she's awesome?
I don't know her that much.
She's just was inducted into the Hall of Fame.
Okay.
That means she's fucking awesome.
Right.
Do you remember Ronaldo's bus, like his statue thing?
Yeah.
Was it awful?
Yeah.
Hers was worse. Okay.
It was worse than Ronaldo's.
It looks like her great grandmother.
Nah.
It looks like an old fucking lady. I'm not kidding. It's so awful.
Oh, I want to see it.
I couldn't even imagine one being worse than Ronaldo's. And this motherfucker is worse. I was like, are you fucking kidding me? Let me pull this up for you real quick, because you have got to fucking see this shit, my nigga. Like, this shit is embarrassing. Look at this shit, Brent.
Wait,
it says it's gonna be redone after original sparked outrage and disbelief. My nigga, look at it. Dog, who is that?
That look like somebody's granny.
Who is that?
Oh my God,
why they do her like that? Brent, look.
Yeah, that's bad.
Oh my God.
That should have sparked outrage.
Look at that, dog. That looked like Michael Rapaport and an old white lady mixed up. Doesn't it?
Yes.
That's so disgusting.
Call. That's a great call.
That's fucking disgusting that they did that to her.
Damn.
Speaking of disgusting. Okay, so it's no secret that I'm an R. Kelly fan. And I've said on my podcast that I'm able to separate people from their craft, so to speak. Like, you can separate some things. Like, for example, Tupac.
Mm-hmm.
So many Tupac fans. And it's clear that Tupac went to jail for sexual assault. Did he commit the crime? I don't know. But he went to jail for it.
Mm-hmm.
Then you have Floyd Mayweather, who has never served any jail time, but has had five cases of domestic violence and has paid them off, for their silence. And people still support, right?
Mm-hmm.
So is it fair to not support R. Kelly after we have seen the piss come directly out of the urethra? Down on the 14-year-old girl that he then later nailed.
It's weird.
If there's evidence, does that mean you can't support, or does that mean you still can? Like, if you actually see the proof.
I feel like if you like the music, you like the music. I don't know if you like his craft. You like his art.
Yeah, I think he's a piece of shit. Like, I honestly and truthfully think he's a piece of shit. Let's talk about athletes. Jordan, heard he was a piece of shit.
I don't really.
There's still a line for the shoes, though.
See, I never, like, that's one thing I never did with athletes. I never really cared about their personal life.
So then are you allowed to do that with other entertainers?
Yes, I feel like you can. Now, it is like, because some people are a different type of fans than me. I just like what people do. Some people are fans, like, they're like caught up in a person, like,
yeah,
and I'm not. But if you are like that, it would be kind of weird to like R. Kelly knowing that. If you're anti messing with little girls, yeah.
Well, you remember, I don't even know if you listened to this episode, but Spotify had removed him from all of the playlists. So basically, the only way you could hear R. Kelly is if you directly just listen to his albums. They were on none of the 90s, you know, those 90s and 2000s mix that I love to listen to.
Yeah.
They removed him from everything. Okay. Yeah. In protest of, you know, him having all these allegations that he hasn't been to jail for anything yet. But wouldn't you know, the streaming numbers have had a skyrocket, like they have jumped since then.
So people are happy he did that? Like,
no, people are actually listening more now.
To R. Kelly?
Yes, since they've removed him. Like, his streams are lit on Spotify now.
I thought you just said they took it off of Spotify.
No, you can listen to only his music now. You can't listen to any of those playlists. Now, everybody goes in there for a lot of the playlists.
Yeah.
You don't need to go directly to there for some of the albums because you probably have it already in your own archive. But his playlist, his own individual album listens have skyrocketed.
I mean, that's because he's in the news and people are like, yo, them R. Kelly songs are
jamming, nigga. I'm about to listen.
Yeah.
Right? It's crazy, right?
Yeah.
Like, so I feel like a lot of people are saying they're outraged, but niggas are still listening to the music.
Nigga, people are fake outraged about everything. Nobody cares. They like R. Kelly songs. That's it.
Well, listen to this. Hold on one second. So R. Kelly was, I don't even know. I think it was Antoine Walker or somebody. I don't fucking know who it was filming him. And this is a video, but I want to play the audio of it if I can get it to play. But it's pretty much R. Kelly saying something to the effect of, like, if they wanted to catch me, they should have done it 30 years ago. Now, like, I'm like an athlete with those. He said something about being an athlete. This shit is hilarious, but I'm going to try to play it. And if I can get it to play, tell me your thoughts on this.
Motherfuckers A 40 billion motherfuckers loving me.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? And I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to take this musical shit and I'm going to inject these motherfuckers with this musical, beautiful motherfucking shit.
No, no, don't do that. I can't afford no more kids.
No, 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 no. I am handcuffed, like a lot of you motherfuckers. I'm handcuffed by my destiny. It's too late. They should have did this shit 30 years ago. It's too late. The music has been injected into the world. Okay? I hired my motherfucking self. I want to propose a toast to all the strong motherfuckers in here right now. Motherfuckers like you is why I still continue to do what I do, because I have a basketball mentality. You understand? Well, as long as I got the ball, the world is on defense.
Your thoughts, Brent Grimes.
R. Kelly talking his shit.
Talking his shit, my nigga. Feels no fear of you motherfuckers. You can do nothing to me, niggas. My Spotify streams are lit now. Lit. You know how many fucking 14-year-olds I got waiting to come fuck me now? That's what he sound like. Like, thank you
y'all
for this.
Y'all should have got me 30 years ago.
30 man. Years ago. Ain't that when he married Aaliyah?
Was that 30 years ago?
I don't know. He married her when she was like 14 or 15 or some shit like that.
Damn.
How old would Aaliyah be right now?
I don't know.
You're not. I'm even gonna bring up Aaliyah because I already. You don't even like Aaliyah.
No, I don't.
I don't even. Yo, you know people will really. Remember I told you that I said if people knew that you the stuff you said about Aaliyah, they would hate you.
I say it right now.
Go ahead. Boom. Go ahead.
Aaliyah's
say it.
Aaliyah's not that dope. She's like, she would just died. You know, rest in peace. But she died, and people like. Made her way higher than what she really was. That's what I feel like.
You feel she's talentless.
Not talentless, but not what people try to make her out to be. That's how I feel.
You think she can sing?
No. No. Nothing special. Like, she could sing like any, like, a lot of girls could sing.
Who's a better singer, Ciara or Aaliyah?
Aaliyah probably is a better singer.
Okay, okay, because you know Ciara, boy, Russell Wilson, watch out. Brent want to nail your wife.
Nah.
But okay, I wasn't sure if you was gonna pick.
Do you
Aaliyah.
Think Aaliyah is a great singer?
I think that she has a lane, just like I thought Ciara had a lane.
Yeah,
and I
lane.
Think that yeah, there's a talent. There's a. There's something to be said about that little soft voice, like that Jhené Aiko, you know, she's like a low budget Jhené Aiko to me.
That's what I'm saying.
But I think Jhené Aiko sounds amazing, but some people think she can't sing.
I don't think Aaliyah sounds better than Jhené Aiko.
Okay. Valid. Valid.
And that's what I'm saying. Jhené Aiko is not about to be remembered as a damn icon legend. You know what I'm saying?
Well, she's an icon to me. She done fucking tattooed Big Sean whole goddamn face on her. Oh. That, boy, that's amazing.
What?
That she did that. Whew. Anyway, so R. Kelly just basically told all of us, fuck you. I'm still the man.
Yeah.
I'm going to be on these hoes and I'm still going to be playing this, making this money off this music.
Yes.
He pretty much. This
shit. Yeah, that's it. Y'all can't fuck with me. I got the ball. What you gonna do to stop me?
Crazy. Let's talk about your shitty ass league now. Let's get this over with. The NFL's new slave patrol policies are out. All right, there. The slave patrol policies are out. It's an update. So you inmates might want to go check the board. You know, what was that board called in prison? You get up, that little, the work board. Y'all
know.
Niggas need to check the work board because some things have changed around this bitch. According to the worst league in the entire industry, teams will be fined for anything deemed protesting or disrespectful during the national anthem. The league gets to decide what is considered disrespectful. And the fine goes to the team, not the players. However, the teams can fine the players separately if they choose. You see that?
So they can determine what is disrespectful.
The league, which is really the owners, get to tell the league, which is the owners, if it's disrespectful or not. And they're going to fine themselves pretty much. However, they can fine you if they choose to, because you made them get a fine. If they want, they cannot. They can just take the fine or not. Now, what they are allowing you slaves to do is forego the anthem and stay in the locker room.
Yeah, but okay, I'll let you keep going.
I think it would be so amazing if every fucking player on the team stayed in the locker
room. This is what I was going to say. This was my thought. I'm like, so what you essentially did is, because you played that video or audio or whatever, and they were saying, we want to get the focus back to football. I guess they're saying they were tired of hearing about people talking about people kneeling. Well, all that's going to go to now is who stayed in the locker room?
Yes. Nothing's changing, you dumb fucks.
Who stayed?
This wasn't even necessary. Why'd they even do this? Why?
It
was actually dying down. Like, nobody was really talking about it anymore, you know? Now here you motherfuckers come. They just want to fucking crack the whip on y'all, like, just in case you niggas thought that we forgot. Bitch, we own you.
I really don't get how these people are really think that people kneeling is ruining people watching football.
Niggas are going to watch football if they want to watch. Kneeling ain't stopping nothing. That's what's so funny about it. All you guys are doing is listening to a whole bunch of loser ass, no pussy getting ass niggas online saying, I'm not going to watch anymore. The numbers are down because the game is weaker. That's it.
You got that.
The gambling aspect.
You got
the
people
fucking
don't really care. It's like they're doing fantasy football. That's all they care about now. It's not like I need to watch the game. I can just I can watch the red zone and then I check the box scores at the end and I know.
See if I won my game.
That's it.
Yeah.
Like, that's y'all fault. Y'all put all this stuff trying to make so much money. Now people don't really need to watch your game.
Nope. They try to make it a year-round sport and now look at it.
You're going to watch the beginning, like kickoff, maybe some of the first quarter, and then people might show up for the
fourth.
For the fourth
if it's tight.
And that's it. And now you just taking football out of it nonstop. Like, before you know it, like,
this is just a business. It's going to be nothing but business. I think it's hilarious that not only, like, this should tell the fans a lot. This is a quote from Chris Long. He said, this is fear of a diminished bottom line. It's also fear of a president turning his base against a corporation. This is not patriotism. Don't get it confused. These owners don't love America more than the players demonstrating and taking real action to improve it. It also lets you, the fan, know where our league stands. I will continue to be committed to affecting change with my platform. I'm someone who always looks at the anthem as a declaration of ideals, including the right to peaceful protest. Our league continues to fall short on this issue. It's so crazy that they're saying to you guys, you don't have a right.
Yeah. I mean,
you don't have a right.
I get it's a business.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, it's a business.
And it's a choice whether you want to play in the NFL or not.
Yeah. They run their business. They got the right to say that, but it's annoying to me when they don't just come out and say, we feel like this hurting our money, so we don't want y'all to do that.
Just be real about it, right?
They're saying, like, oh, well,
you guys are disrespecting the flag.
You're only having a flag doing all this for money anyway.
Yeah.
So
it's like they double talking to y'all, like, y'all stupid.
Like, bro, I'm not stupid. I know you doing this, all this stuff before the game, the national anthem, the promote the military to get more people to sign up.
Right.
This is all a money grab for everybody. So just say, hey, we feel like y'all kneeling is hurting our bottom line because this is a business.
We want people to believe you guys are patriots, that you fake like you guys really love America and this country.
You're hurting our bottom line, so we don't want that to happen anymore.
Yeah.
And then you would just have to be like, all right, I respect it. It's still not fair, and I might kneel too if you really, really want to. But this, like, now people just can just stay in the locker room. And also, by doing this, we're now in the what's it called? The player union, NFLPA. Now they're saying that they did this without their...
Yeah, you guys had no say, so there was not a meeting. You weren't involved in, like, the negotiations of it, like, how to penalize it. Nothing. They just said, here, you fucking slaves. Here.
So,
new policies. Do it or get shot.
So now you're creating, like, a us-against-them vibe. You can create that. I'm not saying what's going to happen, but you could. Like you just said, a team could be like, Most of the players could be like, you know what? I'm going to stay inside because...
What if they decide to still kneel?
Yeah. I'm just saying, you making a... It's kind of... But they said, we talked to some players.
Like, no, they didn't.
That wasn't all the players. And you might have talked to a couple players.
NFLPA commissioner, no one even knew. They said they found out like the rest of us.
Yeah, I got
the commissioner.
I got an email that said they're going to go against it and appeal and do all this, but they probably won't work.
They won't. Your PA stinks. It fucking stinks. So, okay.
I just feel like they should be truthful and say, hey, bruh, this is fucking up our money. We don't want to fuck up our money. Don't kneel, please. And then there you go. Not all this, we're disrespecting a flag. And come on, bruh. That don't even make sense.
We've talked about this before, but I wanted you to discuss this with my listeners. What is the reason that you guys won't protest, you won't lock out, you won't stand up for guaranteed contracts, your rights, some of the things that a lot of the other leagues, professional leagues have done and won and have much better situations than you guys? What is wrong with the NFL players?
I feel like the NFL, more than any other league, is on I'm going to just do my time and get out.
Mm.
Like, it's no...
It's a prison sentence.
Like, I'm, you know, I'm not really... You know, you got some people that are in or whatever, but...
Doubt it. I think it's all fake.
But a lot of people is just trying to do their time and to lock out. Like, people, you got to think, the average NFL career is...
Three years.
That's the majority of the league, real talk. You got your stars and people, you know, people that play for a long time, but majority of the league is 3 years. And to lock out and miss a whole year of checks for a league you might only be in for 2 to 3 years, most people ain't willing to do that. And that's why I don't ever think a lockout like that would happen where they might.
That's sad. Because you're right. You're 100% right. It's too many people that are expendable.
Yeah.
You know, and the stars of the league are majority white quarterbacks, right? And those are the people that would matter, that would count if there was a lockout. And they don't agree with you guys. Like, how do you feel knowing that, okay, you have Jameis Winston who's black, but you can't always assume that a black quarterback is with the shits. You know what I mean? But how do you guys feel like knowing, like, there's players in this league that kneel, that want something done, and the player that could actually make a huge impact and get something done for you guys, like somebody that could actually push the movement forward, is the fucking head of your snake, and the person you guys all protect, the person who basically you put the fucking game on their back. Your games are won and lost through your quarterback.
Right.
So you would think that you guys do have some type of bond to where he actually might care about your life or your children's lives or your family's lives. How does it feel knowing that the majority of the league's important players are white and don't kneel, they don't stand with, like, what is that? Is there ever any talk about that or any discussion?
Like in a locker room?
Yeah.
Nah, nobody really talks about it like that as far as that, but it's not expected. Like a white
quarterback, y'all know the white quarterback don't got y'all back. It's just known.
It's not expected for them to kneel. Like that would be like, whoa. Like if
they actually care.
Like if Tom Brady or Aaron Rodgers, you know, kneeled, you'd be like, whoa. It would be a big, big deal. And for them to do that, I don't know if they feel, even if they do feel like, you know what, it is some foul stuff going on. I don't know if they're passionate enough about their subject because it doesn't affect them in any way. It doesn't affect their cousins, their brothers, their sisters, you know, and their friends growing up. It's nothing that really affects them. It would take them to be extremely empathetic and, like, you know, put themselves in a whole different scenario.
So how do you explain all the white NBA players that stand by the guys, that actually say things, that talk about it, that do, you know, discuss it? And what's the difference? It's the league.
Yeah.
The NFL is a racist. You play for a racist fucking league. Openly racist league.
I mean, I always say this. You just got to look at the target audience for you use NBA, NFL. NBA, just cool. Look at the commercials.
All the guys that got pussy in high school. Attractive. Fun. You know, it's swag.
The vibe is more young, black, you know, you could say cool.
Hip,
like just fun, cool era. Football is old, stodgy.
White. Racist.
Okay.
Yeah.
So is all of that. So the vibe is completely different. And the white people that's in basketball, they've been playing basketball their whole life.
Are cool too, because they've been around black people.
Cool, because your teams usually, you know, they relate to that, because that's what they did. But you can play football and, you know, come up playing football in the middle of nowhere or in Wisconsin. Like, it ain't, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-mm-mm.
And the whole mentality of football is different. It's like football's whole mentality is like, football wants to be the military.
Yes, it is, because the way you guys are literally clocked. You guys clock by the second every fucking thing you do.
It wants to be the military, and that's why I
hate it.
I didn't. I got
you hate it, Brent. It's okay to say that. You hate it.
I came. It was hard for me when I started playing organized football, and even up till now, like it's weird.
Yeah,
the control, the mapping out of your day by the second is like, bruh, the unnecessary repetitive
slaves come to mind.
Stuff.
Inmates.
It's like
jail. You know they do that in jail?
Camp.
You know they do that in jail?
Training camp is basic.
Jail.
Training.
It's jail. It's prison.
It's
you guys
basic.
Are clocked like jail. Like Tax told me how they have certain amount of minute to the second to shower. Like shit, y'all, you be taking them. That's how you learn how to take those whole baths like that.
No,
I always be wondering how you could take a shower that fast. They be clocking y'all asses like that.
No,
you got to map out your time to shit throughout the day. You shit at the same time every day. I already know you call me every time you're on the toilet. And that's your shit time. But they literally treat y'all like inmate, like prison inmates or like military people.
It's military. Like all of it is based around military. From the coach's mentality, like yelling for no reason. Training camp is basic training. It's just military. The whole game, like even the terms, like bombs, like it's just military.
Mm.
And they want it to be the military, but it's a game, bro. Like
supposed to be having fun.
Like what are y'all doing? That's how I feel.
Yeah.
But it's what it is. I make a lot of money playing it. I do have fun playing the sport, but all the stuff that comes with it is like annoying to me.
Texans owner says the most important people in the NFL are the fans. So they're going to do whatever it takes to make the fans happy. How do you feel about that?
Another bottom line move. But you pointed out to me, like, you could flip that. Like, yeah, for your bottom line, yeah, that makes sense. But if your players don't play, the fans ain't coming.
And they're banking on you guys not coming.
So who is the most important?
You guys are absolutely the most important. You just don't know it.
Yeah.
You guys don't realize that you could actually change
this.
No,
I think people realize. People ain't willing to do what it takes to show.
I think that they don't think anything would change. If they thought that if they thought for a second, like, I would not be out of work for the whole year, do you really think the owners would lose a whole year of income?
They
would not.
They might.
Nah, I don't think so.
They might.
I don't think so. These greedy motherfuckers?
For guaranteed contracts? Yeah, they wouldn't just do that.
I don't know.
They wouldn't just give out guaranteed contracts.
I don't know. I think that you guys need to bet on yourselves. I think that you hold
You're
a lot more power
right.
than you believe you have. And I also think that if you were to do that, you guys would realize that that's the only way the only way that so that you don't have players that like the ones that you're worried about, the ones, the bottom feeders of the league with the 3.5 years, you would give them more stability and them, they, it would just change the league in general, you know, overall. But no one cares about your league because your owners don't even care about your league. They just care about a bottom line, money.
Yes.
The NBA, they care about their league. The players, they actually care about the league. They care about how it's ran, how it functions, the future of it, how things are progressing. Like, they literally care about it. Like, it's their baby, you know?
Well, another thing with basketball, even on the, all right, take for example, if basketball went on a strike, it's so many leagues overseas, or if you,
yeah,
it's
other
so
options.
Much stuff. The stars are paid, like whatever, but mm-hmm. like the other guys that are on the roster.
They have plenty of other opportunities
they
to make.
Go overseas. Yeah. The NFL, you're gonna go to.
Hey, got y'all. Hey, got y'all covered. Damn, did my phone just die? No, it didn't. I need a new phone, man.
You've been saying that.
This motherfucker gets on my nerves. What's this other bitch nigga name? Art Rooney, mm-hmm. you know who he is.
That's the Steelers?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Even raising your fist or locking arms during the anthem is going to be deemed disrespectful. I was going to say, like, well, niggas should just be out there with their fist up. These niggas are all, they are three steps ahead of you,
yeah,
motherfuckers.
They
guess what? It. That fist better not be raised or it's the same fucking thing. This is the same nigga whose quarterback done took so much pussy from bitches in bathrooms. Like,
allegedly,
my God.
Allegedly
my ass. Ben Raplessberger has took pussy, but yet this nigga is calling a fist in the air during a song that disrespects black people. Boy, I tell you. Boy. Shout out to the Jets owners, Chris Johnson and Woody Johnson. They said whatever fines that they get from the league, they aren't penalizing their players. They are not giving out any fines, any players. If anybody wants to kneel, they can. They feel like it's very disrespectful. One of the quotes that he said, actually, he said, Woody Johnson said he thinks forcing silence on the players about black issues is fantastically bad, is a fantastically bad idea.
Yeah.
Yeah. Jed York, the 49ers owner, he abstained from voting. He refused to vote. It was a unanimous vote, by the way, but he abstained. He would not vote. And he said, this is just disrespectful that we didn't even involve the players. He literally said that. Like, we really didn't involve, we didn't get their opinion. We did nothing. We just did this.
Yeah, that's the crazy part. That's crazy.
This is really weird. I cannot fucking wait. I cannot wait. I got to find some new way to protest. I got to be louder. And you better tell goddamn Mr. Glazer, don't be bothering me, okay? I'm going to be minding my business, doing my own shit. Don't bother me, because when I get bothered, then I start acting up and I start saying shit that I shouldn't be saying. You know, I got some shit I could be saying that I ain't saying. So I'm going to be protesting. Do not bother me. Let me do what I do. And that old white lady in section 111, no, 113, I will beat your ass, bitch. I know that you're a senior citizen. I will beat the fuck out of you still. Okay? You allow me to protest in peace. Mind your motherfucking business, bitch. I will not be standing once again for any anthem, anything. Okay?
She's not having
it. Not having it. And I will smack one of you senior citizens the fuck up. Don't try it. Don't get in my face again, bitch. That was your warning. I let you slide. Anyways, moving right along. Brett Favre opened up about prescription pill addiction and how he went to rehab 3 different times.
I thought it was a known fact that Brett Favre was popping pills like fucking...
No, he done came out and told
like,
it all.
Like a Pez dispenser.
Yeah, he's talking about he's addicted because the team was giving him them shits.
Yes.
That's sick. That you can't...
That man played like 8 million games in a row.
Every
bro.
Time I hear about a player...
about to light up, get your pain medicine.
Yes, a player getting fucking addicted to pain pills, I have to light up.
He would be popping them pills.
Yes. Niggas be having a bag of pills.
I don't know how they do it. I really don't.
That's fucking crazy.
I mean,
a bag of pills.
I know how they do it. I mean,
they need a check.
They trying to keep that check coming.
And they say to you, what is the one thing they say to you, babe? Are you a player or are you a patient? And right. If you don't take them pills, you become a patient. Those pills keep you like on the field on Sunday.
Man, I used to get into it in Atlanta.
Yes. I used to get so mad at you sometimes. I'd be like, what they make you take? Don't fucking take
me. When I first got to Atlanta, they was trying to, because I got questions. Like, I don't just do something. Like, you can't just tell me.
Here, pop this pill, Brent. Brent going to be like, wait, what is it?
What is this?
How many grams is it? What they said about it online? Brent going to Google it, like, look it all up.
Why am I doing this rehab? What is that? Like, and they hated it.
Yeah, they're not used to niggas asking questions.
I'm like, what? Why am I doing this? This is stupid. And they used to hate it. And that's why I feel like I got, like, they didn't like me because I wasn't, like...
stupid.
Yeah, they hated it. They hated it because I don't just do stuff. Like, you got to explain why I need to be doing this.
When you didn't play in that Giants playoff game, that's when I knew you was a real nigga. Because they was really trying to force you to end your career. Right there. For a game they was going to lose anyway.
It felt like I could make the difference.
Fuck out of here. You a fucking corner.
Right.
Okay. Feel better now. I done calmed down. I was about to get riled up. I was finna shit on Steve Ross, but I'm going to save him for next week. I'm hoping Omar be on, then I can shit on his owner. In person. We got to get... Oh, you know what happened last week. Three days ago. Had this nigga Omar on. And the audio is so trash. Such good content. I'm looking trash at the levels right now. I'm making sure that we good. We appear to be really good. And low is always good. You can always lift the volume. But I apologize again. That shit was so trash. But I had to put it out because it was such good content.
Yeah, it was a good show.
It was a good show, so I had to put it out. But I'm going to shit on Mr. Ross next week, you bitch-ass nigga. I ain't done with you. Sterling Brown, I think his name's, Sterling Brown, Milwaukee Bucks player, was tased by the Milwaukee PD in January. Did you see the video? You heard it, though, right? Mm-hmm. So they asked him for his ID, and he was like, what? For what? Like, he literally, it was six to eight cops rushed him and asked him for his ID, and he was like, for what? So he's digging in his pockets, and like, don't, you get your hands in your pocket. He was like, well, hold on, nigga, shit. Like, he was like, what the fuck? It was almost like when a cop says, give me your ID, and you go reach in your pocket and they shoot you type of thing. Mm-hmm. So when nigga went to reach in his pockets, they just wrestled him to the ground and tased the fuck out of him. The irony of this entire situation is that he played in the game later that night.
He played?
Because we're superheroes. Black men, that's why they fear us. They know that we can get tased and a couple hours later give somebody 30, my nigga. That's what they fear. They fear the black man's strength. Oh, they fear his dick.
Oh, my God.
You know, they fear so many things about y'all. It's ridiculous. You know, it's crazy. And so we gotta, it's happening to everybody, okay? This is why we're kneeling, you dumb motherfuckers. This type of shit is happening to anyone with black skin. Doesn't matter your tax bracket. Doesn't fucking matter. If they catch you on one of them days and they feeling like, you know, doing some shit to you, guess what? You could be a hashtag that quick. And that's why it needs to happen more. It really does. Like, we really need to just throw the whole law enforcement away, throw them motherfuckers away, and start the whole thing over.
It's just the process of getting police officers isn't.
Yeah, because good, don't nobody want that fucking job because they don't pay no fucking money.
Nobody wants the job. Is like you said, is pay bad, so they're just hiring whoever wants to be a cop.
Oh, it's been an hour.
Yeah, we good. Whoever wants to be a cop. And you get
whoever wants to come kill some black people and get away with it.
You're getting people that's not really ideal for stressful situations like that. It's just, and bad things are going to happen.
Oh, God. So let's talk Cavs Celtics. Shit.
Man.
Cavs go down 3-2 in the series. LeBron is once again facing elimination.
Right.
Game 6 Friday in Cleveland. Right. Wish we could go.
Yeah.
We have shit to do.
Yeah.
Mm-mm-mm. I hate being an adult. So this game five, this series is just a one blowout after another.
Yes.
Yeah, all the wins have been blowouts at home. Yeah. All home blowouts, ass whoopings. Both teams just don't show up on the road. If this continues, LeBron James will be done. When? Game seven.
Yeah, game seven.
He will not make it to the finals. The streak will be broken.
Yeah, what is he at? Seven or eight?
Eight. I think it's eight.
Okay.
So when you watch this game, first of all, I've noticed whichever team starts off slow loses.
Yeah.
Whoever does not come out the gate sniping loses. And when I saw that with the Cavs, I was like, oh my God, we're the slow team. This is going to be an L.
Yes.
Immediately, I said, this is an L.
I was thinking the same thing, but I didn't want to speak into existence.
Yeah, don't fucking say it to me, okay, you motherfucker?
So
keep that shit to yourself, all right?
I didn't say it.
I can't stand you.
What?
Because your team's fucking got five all-stars on it.
We lost two.
Yeah, but that's because y'all stupid. Anyways, they started off slow. It was weak. Turned the ball. LeBron just turned the bitch over. Kevin Love gets in foul trouble. Bad shots. Like, we letting Tristan post up. He's doing jump hooks and shit. J.R. Smith is like being Chris Paul, like dribbling the leather off the ball, then trying to pull up. Like,
you're frustrated. I could see it when we watching a game. You're like, what the heck?
How do you come off those two ass whoopings like that, doing everything right, moving the ball around, LeBron being aggressive, attacking the basket, you know, to come back and do this?
I have nothing.
You can't blame it on the fucking crowd. I need to light my joint. Go ahead, say something. I'm disgusted right now, my nigga. Ugh.
I really don't know, like, what it could be. I mean, LeBron is getting a lot of turnovers, but that comes with carrying a brunt of...
No, it's the stupid turnovers, Brent. I respect a turnover. I respect a pass where I'm like, oh, a nigga got it. But these passes, I'm looking at him before he throw them. Going, don't throw it. Don't.
He's just doing a lot.
He doing too much on the losses. And then it seemed like, you know, as the game was going on, you know, he started to wake up a little bit. He kept passing the ball. I noticed that they were guarding him a little different this time. The double team was coming immediately, like fast, boom, double team, got to get rid of the ball. But when he was doing that, no one was making the shots, right?
Right.
So as LeBron James, when you see niggas ain't making the shots, guess what you got to do? Nigga, you got to get a bucket.
You saying keep it on the double?
Yeah.
LeBron,
if you gotta kick it back out and get a reset lower in the basket, like not out by the 3-point line or the 45, like you gotta throw it back quickly, make the nigga that came to help go back, get a quick reset. You gotta be able to repost. Like all you gotta do is walk a nigga down and turn around and ask for the ball.
That's what I was saying he should do. I was saying that. I know he got to be the point guard, but he might need to trust somebody else being a point guard so he could get the ball closer to the rim. Because them doubles, you out at the 3-point line, you got a long way to go.
Yeah.
Or you going to have to
and
shoot.
And it's not like his handle is nice. It's a little tricky.
So,
you know?
So you're going to either shoot a long three or you're going to have to drive all the way to the rim and a double.
And hope you get a foul call. They don't even call those fouls.
You're going to have to pass.
Eventually.
So if you just, like you said, and I was suggesting before, like when it gets that point where they're doubling you right away, you need to get as close as you can to the basket where you could do one dribble, turn around, shoot, power dribble down, get a foul. Like that's what I feel like he needs to do more of.
He needs to go Super Saiyan.
He got to.
Got to.
And especially,
there's no reason for LeBron James to have, he already has seen, we have to score 40. We need you to get 40 for us to win the game. That's just what it is.
It's
what it is. He had 24 tonight. Nigga shot 15 shots. I need you to go out.
He shot more than 15 shots.
No, that wasn't him. That wasn't him. My bad. LeBron shot
22
shots. 11 for 22, 26 points. You got to go out with no bullets at this point.
But that's not LeBron.
No. He has shown that. You saw that in the series when he lost Kyrie. He has shown you, yes, the fuck he can do that. And this is the time.
I think those two games in Cleveland, he really was playing point guard, like truly playing point guard. Yeah. He was bringing the ball up. He was playing
point guard. But that stops them from doubling you when you do that.
And they were hitting shots, though. So I feel
but you know when he brings the ball up like that, the double team is not coming at the top of the key. It's not coming. That's just too easy. Yeah. That's too easy for a Kyle Korver three, a Kevin Love three, you know, someone cutting, penetrating. So I feel like if he does bring it up and he stays at the top, he can do that. That if he wants to take somebody one-on-one or try to get a high screen and roll. But he did, this whole game, it seemed like he just kept catching it at the wing and not being able to do nothing with it.
Because I felt like the point guard action was working when they're all hitting. Their team wasn't hitting. So now, like, they thought they was going to go in that same game plan. We're going to kick it.
And niggas going to hit the shot. And they wasn't.
It never happened. So now it's like, oh.
We saw that in Indiana, though. Didn't we see that?
Yeah.
And he went Super Saiyan. Did he not?
I'm sure this game coming up, they going to come out and try to distribute. But it's game six, elimination game. If he got to, he going to, you know, do what we're talking about. Because – like what he did against the Warriors, where he just
took over.
Just had the one that the series they lost, but it was a value.
Yeah, it was. But you see what I'm saying? He got it in him.
The ball, he slowed it down.
He got it in him.
Yeah, and that's
he got it in him. And after the game, they asked him something about if he was tired, and he was like, "I think we all tired."
Yeah,
he was like, "I'm just tired. Like, you know, this we not making shots. We not getting good ball movement." Like, he knows everything that's wrong, but I feel like this game he was a part of the problem, and anytime he's a part of the problem, that's an L. It's an L.
Yeah, no doubt,
you know. And it's a fucking embarrassing L. 83-96, scored 83 points, my nigga.
Yeah, that's the best.
83 game. Points, dog.
83-96.
This is the quarters. This is first, second, third, fourth. 19-23, 18-23. That's what they scored in the game.
Yeah, that's bad. They looked bad. Like, the Celtics were hitting, but they
only scored. The Celtics didn't even play that well.
I was about to say, they were hitting shots, but they only scored 96 points.
Yeah, they didn't even play that well.
Yeah.
This was a game that we could have stolen.
The Cavs just looked bad.
This was a game to steal. Like, if anything, this is how I feel. When you're home, you're going to just have a natural bounce about you, a natural energy. I feel like they should have took everything out of them tonight. Like, to steal this game. Yeah. And it just seemed like they came in like, well, you know, we're probably going to lose this one because it's on the road. Yeah. Like, you supposed to be dogs. You're not going to get to the finals and you're not. The Celtics are a better team.
Yeah.
They just don't have LeBron James. They are a better team than the Cleveland Cavaliers, from the goddamn coaches to the players. But LeBron has players that I feel like if they really got down deep and played ball and really went at it like they did at home, they could have taken this game, because the Celtics did not play very well. They didn't shoot the ball that well.
Players are what they are. You're going to get good games and you're going to get game five.
I played ball, Brent. Like, I showed – when it's big games, like, I showed up. It rode home. That shit in crucial moments, like – nigga, I'm finna get some buckets.
You are a good player. Like, the people in the Cavs are what they are. Like, you're gonna get good games, and you're gonna get games where you're like, what is wrong with these dudes? That's just what's gonna happen. It's shown through history.
So. Oh my God. Dog, Kevin Love had 14. No one else in double figures. No one.
Yeah. I mean, who else do you expect to get in double figures?
Dog, J.R. Smith. Green. I feel like J.R. Smith should be in double figures, the shots that he takes. Yeah. I feel like Kyle Korver should be in double figures.
Kyle Korver, yeah. I mean, he wasn't hitting it? Yeah, he couldn't have been.
No. 2 of 6.
Yeah.
J.R. Smith, 1 of 6.
Yeah, if those two not hitting, y'all got
I can't even imagine just getting 6 shots off, dog. Like, I can't even I don't know if I'm just a fucking jack or what, but niggas, it's only 6 shots in a game. I didn't even play at this. I mean, I played pro. I played overseas, but I couldn't. Only 6 shots, nigga. I'll lose my I'll be thinking something's wrong with me. Like, I'm a shooter. Why am I only taking 6 shots? I don't even know if I'm hot. I can't even 1 and 6. I got to figure out if I can get to, like, I'm, that's a shooter's mentality. I'm not going to stop shooting. You know, I'm going to get a layup. You know, I'm going to get some free throws. I'm going to get to the hole and then, you know, let it come to me. You're a shooter. How do you stop at 6 shots?
Once they ain't hitting, they just checked out.
Oh, my God, nigga.
That is a little amount of shots. Nigga, 6 in 48 minutes?
Nigga.
A little bit of shots as a starter? Yeah, that's not a lot.
Niggas is weak. Meanwhile, in Boston, they had 5 niggas in double figures.
Yeah, that's how they're going
to
win.
Tatum was hooping.
Yeah, that's how they're going to win.
Hooping.
That's how they got to win.
Nigga, we caught Scary Terry on an off night and still lost.
But everybody else hooped, though. Even Marcus Smart was hitting jumpers.
Fuck him.
He was hitting
You know
jumpers.
What? I hope he keep eating that dairy so his fucking skin could keep looking like that.
That's fucked up.
He was balling. He was pissing me off. The shots he hit really hurt us.
Yeah,
he was like, he was
threes,
hitting bruisers.
Because like,
you know, I have no respect for his jump shot. Like, none.
You don't.
I have no respect for his jump shot. And this nigga had me wanting to punch the goddamn TV tonight. Oh, man. What confidence should I have going into game 6?
You should have great confidence going into game 6.
Why?
Just off of...
Tell me why. Give me something to live on. Come on.
The only thing I can give you is it's a home game, it's elimination, and LeBron is not trying to lose right now.
But look how he played tonight. How I know he ain't finna just fold and take his jersey off like he did last time when he didn't come back? How I know this ain't about to be that moment again?
It would have to start off bad for him to do that. I think he's gonna come out with good energy, though. He would just have to really feel like his team ain't really trying to be great.
Because I feel like the only reason that we're here is because he decided I have to do everything. Like, he decided that. You know what I mean? Don't quit. Don't quit. You have to do it. You have to get 40, my nigga. Like, you have to. That's it. You cannot take. No, there's not enough shots.
He ain't have 40 in game 3.
I don't care. But he could have. You know why? Because they was balling. The nigga was chilling. He was passing the ball around. Niggas was eating. Yeah. But he could have had 40 because he was balling too.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's like when you see the other niggas is not hitting shots early, guess what, nigga? Put the cape on. Tie the bitch up tight.
He might not have felt like
nigga,
it.
Nigga, I don't care, dog. You said that you putting them on your back.
It could have been. He like, listen, man, I don't really feel that great tonight.
You just can't take the night off, dog. I'm sorry. You can't. No. No.
You going to save that energy and go ham.
They better win.
On Friday.
They better win.
I feel like you going to go ham.
They better fucking win.
That's my
They thing. Better win, dog. That's all I'm saying.
He going
to
go ham.
I might be asking you for some tickets in Boston on Sunday, just so we're clear.
All
right. Okay. Moving on. Rockets. Warriors, you guys lost. I can't believe it.
These niggas were up 12 in the fourth and lost.
My nigga, what happened? First of all, I went on a 12-0 run from the beginning of the game. My nigga, y'all came out barbecuing these niggas.
Like, I feel like they was like, yeah, we're going to come out. We're going to smack these niggas and get this over with. And then they came out and smacked them. And then the Rockets didn't quit. And they're like, all right. Then in the third quarter, Steph did his patented
run. He was shimmying and shit.
And then they went up like 10.
Nigga did some cute little dance moves.
And then they was up 12 in the fourth. And they like, yeah, we smacked these niggas. Now we chilling. But the Rockets never quit. Hats off to the Rockets. They never quit. Gerald Green came in. He was being annoying. He hit some big threes, playing tough defense, did some hustle blocks. Chris Paul was making a lot of like
Chris
tough
Paul
shots.
Is MVP of the game, by the way.
He was hooping. Like, he was hitting some threes. I was like, really, bruh?
The turning point for you guys was when Draymond got hung.
This nigga.
8 minutes into the fourth quarter. He gets hung, and you guys never looked back after. You really just fell into a stupor from that moment on. First of all, he got dunked on before that. Harden took this nigga's soul from him.
Yeah, I mean,
now as you know, I'm not one of those people that look at getting dunked on that bad. No, because in order to be a great shot blocker, you have to get dunked on.
Yeah,
sometimes
right,
you have to happen. So respect to him because he's always trying to block a nigga shot. Like yeah. Draymond, he got my respect because he's a dog.
Yeah,
dog. He's disrespectful. He gonna shove you, elbow you. He might swing on you, kick you in the nuts. Like Draymond is doing what the fuck ever for these wins, my nigga. So I give him that.
Right.
But he got the fuck dunked on him, and then he got hung, and y'all never saw the light of day after that. Never.
Man, never did. I don't feel like another thing in that game. Klay Thompson was non-existent.
You know he hurt his knee. He's questionable for game 5.
Yes.
Just so you know, and so is Iguodala, who I feel like you guys really missed because he is your defensive glue, in my opinion.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He makes every switch possible.
Right, right, right.
You know, like...
No, he's a big part of the team, yeah. No doubt about it. But they still should have won. I also felt like Kevin Durant came out trying to shoot like far.
Did you see the tricky handle, though?
Yeah, yeah. No, I already knew him. He got
tricky handle.
He either got a quick blow by or he gonna do the same little cross
pull up
or rock and then he gonna go fast and people won't want the ball. But he was just trying to, he wasn't getting to his spots. He was just like jacking up shots.
I don't think you don't have to give the Rockets their props. He wasn't getting to his spots. They were not allowing him to their spots. The Rockets were actually playing a little bit of defense.
Yeah, they were trying hard.
They were really, like, I saw Harden is the worst, okay? He still cannot play defense. However, this time he was at least reaching for the ball, not just standing there not doing nothing.
Yeah.
He literally was all in people's shit. Terrible defensive stance, by the way. But he was just saying, since I can't really stay with a nigga, I'm just going to annoy the fuck out of him. And if I get my hand on some balls, which he did, it worked.
Nah, yeah.
It really worked.
The Rockets really did.
They put a lot of effort into that game.
Yeah, they played hard as shit. I don't know if they're going to be spent after that because they really play hard. They could have folded a couple times.
You know what I think? They did what I feel like the Cavs should have done. They came in and stole a game. They really stole one.
Yeah.
You know, like that. This game was stolen.
Yeah, it was. Because when I really feel like the Warriors chill when Steph
y'all thought it was over.
They did.
Livingston came in early in the fourth, bang! Remember the dunk? Y'all thought, like, because y'all had came off the typical third quarter run that the Warriors
Steph
go
run.
On.
It was a
it's Steph this time.
Steph
and then y'all opened the fourth, bang, the dunk happened, and y'all just kind of chilled. But what I did notice after further review, did you know that Klay, Steph, Draymond and Kevin Durant played the whole third quarter?
Oh, see, I didn't notice. They might have been burnt out.
Burnt the fuck out.
Because I was seeing Steph, like, he was doing some stuff in that fourth.
They never got the subs that they normally get.
That could have been it.
And they just rocked through it.
They were trying to close him out in the third.
Yeah, they tried to put the foot on the neck.
That's a good observation.
They tried to put their foot on their neck. And it backfired. I think the Rockets had something left. Yeah. And Chris Paul hitting those key. Like, Chris Paul, okay, we might have to take a little chink of that you choke in big moments off of him after this game. I feel like he was the reason that they won.
Oh, seriously, ain't over.
No. But still, we got to give him some respect because this game.
No,
you guys have not lost a game. 0-7. Against them. Y'all don't lose to them at home. It doesn't happen. That's an important game.
Mm-hmm.
They now know they could beat y'all at home.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? That gives a team energy. That gives them like hope.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, y'all gave them hope, and Chris Paul hit some big ass shots.
He did.
Like I'm talking about shot clock running down.
Yeah.
Like, he really hits. Yeah, I was like, nigga was ran. Remember the one play over? What's the nigga name, number 6? I think it is. The nigga that started. He lost a lot of weight. What the fuck is his name?
On the Warriors.
The Warriors.
He started?
I think he started. I'm not really sure.
Looney.
Did you see the shot over Looney that Chris Paul?
He made a lot of great
shots. I couldn't believe it. Like, he was mixing niggas up. Like, he was dribbling the leather off, like usual.
I mean,
but
the reason the reason I'm that was a good win for the Rockets, but the reason I'm like, it was just one of those games because all those shots were tough.
But that's who they are, Brent. They won 65 games doing that shit.
Yeah, in the regular season.
They still won 65 doing that shit. That shit that everybody's like, they're not going to keep on doing this. Nigga.
Listen, I'm not like saying like, yeah, they're a good team. And yeah, obviously. They can beat the Warriors, but I feel like the Warriors will beat them.
Yeah, yeah. I still feel like this is the Warriors series to lose, obviously. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying, this made it more interesting. This was the first real game of the series.
I was like, oh shit,
this was the first real game. The other ones were all blowouts.
Yeah, I was involved. I was like, damn. I was hoping they pulled it out, but as it was going, I was like, they're going to lose this game. But it was still fun to watch.
What did you think of Kevin Durant passing that last second shot at the end of the game?
I don't know why he gave it to Klay Thompson.
He wasn't even open, first of all. He wasn't even looking for the ball.
I think maybe he was thinking he was going to get it right back.
For what? Nigga, take the shot. Clear out. Why did you even dribble into that crowd? You should have cleared. Nigga, you had 12 seconds. You should have cleared some niggas out and got a shot.
I don't know.
What type of shit is that?
I think he ain't really like a in the open floor making shit happen, and it got out
that
of his
tricky
lane.
Handle.
It got out of his lane. His lane is right here. Bam, I'm by you. Or I'm pulling up. Like, he had to, that was a lot. And he just panicked, I believe. Unless he thought Klay was going to give it right back to him. I don't know.
Well, I thought it was some bullshit.
I thought they would get a better shot than what they did. That was ridiculous.
I thought it was some bullshit that he even passed it. Just the fact that he passed it. Like, if you ain't giving that bitch to Steph wide open, my nigga, that is your shot. Okay?
Yeah.
It's crazy. What happens if you guys are without Klay and Iguodala game 5? You not nervous?
I am.
You are.
Because
it's in Houston.
They're not just that. It's like those are two good defenders. Klay obviously at any moment can get like super hot. You know, missing that threat, that floor space. He's a great defender and Iguodala is a great defender. So that could cause a problem for sure. For sure.
You should be nervous.
I am.
You should be very nervous.
I am. I said I am.
Because they going home. And they just beat y'all at home on the road. First time.
Yeah, they confident right now.
Nigga.
That Klay, not having Klay would hurt bad.
Makes things very interesting.
Yeah. Does.
But who you got in the game?
The Warriors.
You got the Warriors. What about you got the Cavs in game 6? Yeah. We got the same thing. We got to just pray for each other. you have it better than I do. You have it better than I do.
Mine is stressful.
Yours is stressful because y'all niggas tripping. Yeah. Not because y'all not better.
Your shit is stressful.
You know?
Yours is stressful. That first quarter going to be so stressful for you.
My nigga, if they come out slow, I'm just going to leave. I'm just going to turn the... Don't bother me.
I'm here. You can just get a hug from me.
Don't do it, Brent.
I'll just give you a hug and that's it. Mm-mm. If you need a hug, I comfort you. Nah, you just need to be alone.
I'm gonna need to be alone.
All right.
Don't fuck with me, okay? Fucking fuck with me, Brent Grimes.
Fair enough.
We're gonna get out of here.
This was cool.
This was fun?
Yeah.
It was fun. Let's play a song. We will play the song that I came down the aisle to on the way out. I bet you don't even know this fucking song. But it's okay. I still love you. let me put it. One of does it keep pausing? Redo. There we go.
I love you.